what people need to understand is that this is only the beginning of quite a lengthy process. Most administrations in football become quite lengthy, become quite protracted, because now Appleton has to move forward and, as the Football League have said, and exit the administration. So he puts forward a CVA proposal, this creditor voluntary arrangement. He puts that forward to creditors and tries to get agreement. Now, that, so if that provides for a write-off of most of the money for creditors, there's a question of whether ACL will accept that. And then at the same time, there's a parallel application going on to the Football League, because they've got the share, and the share, they're holding it in Preston, as we discussed last time, and the share is the right to compete in Division One, and for this club, and they will only transfer that share to a new company, to this Otium, is it?
Yeah.
In the right circumstances. Now, there's a whole list of things that you're alluding to, fit and proper. So this is essentially the same people again. So they've got to, the management board have got to decide whether they're fit and proper, having had the club go into administration.
And will they take into account history in that one, Brendan? I mean, will they look at the way the clubs? Because I suppose it's even fairer or even more unfair, depending on which way you look at it, with CC, because they have a history, don't they? So any other bidder, they haven't got a history.
No, and of course this company doesn't have much of a credit rating at the moment, but I'm sure Sisu could repair that by pouring money in, and they're going to want to be satisfied that it's got the money to take the club forward. The stumbling block, the hurdle that they're going to struggle to jump is the one that says you must have security of tenure at a stadium in the Coventry conurbation for a 10-year period.
And would it be good enough to say we're going to ground share for 3 years and then we're going to build one?
I don't know. I don't think so. No, I wouldn't be confident if I was Appleton that these people, although he's made them preferred, but I wouldn't be confident that they're going to cross the finishing line.
So how?
There is a precedent in Rotherham, but their plans, they were allowed to move to Sheffield for a brief period, but they lodged bonds and satisfied the Football League that their stadium plans were real. These stadium plans for Coventry City, at best, are barely off the drawing board, are they?